WHR Wisconsin today. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's a big day for the Republican presidential candidates. They're prepping for their first debate. Correspondent Scott McFarland says the frontrunner will be missing.
In a new social media post, former President Trump indicates he'll be skipping all of the GOP primary debates, including the one Wednesday in Milwaukee. One of the people who'll be on the stage in Milwaukee, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, has accused Trump of cowardice for skipping debates. Trump will still be on the public stage this week, expected in Fulton County, Georgia, for processing at the jail in the new criminal case there.
Rudy Giuliani is expected to surrender today. Yesterday, John Eastman and another defendant were processed. Hot, humid air has spread out across the nation's midsection. CBS's Anne-Marie Green.
A record-breaking heat wave is endangering roughly 150 million Americans from the Great Plains all the way to the Gulf Coast. According to the National Weather Service, the heat index has hovered between 100 and 120 degrees in many cities.
A one-year-old was found dead inside a hot car outside of a daycare, and schools without air conditioning have canceled classes. The death toll in the Maui wildfire stands at 115, but only about 30 victims have been identified. Officials are hoping loved ones can help. DNA ID expert Julie French.
Multiple samples from a given family are best. So we'd like multiple people from the same family to come forward and give their samples.
More than 1,000 people are still listed as missing. Four migrants arrested at the border are suing, claiming civil rights violations. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin, Texas.
Attorneys for the ACLU of Texas filed suit on behalf of the four migrants against Kinney and Valverde County sheriffs and the wardens of the Briscoe and Segovia Unit state prisons. The suit claims they were held in prison for as long as 6 weeks after they served their sentences or had their trespassing charges dropped. The migrants are seeking monetary damages.
Striking writers are expected to be back on picket lines today after a new offer from Hollywood studios. Producers say their concessions include a guaranteed minimum length of employment, controls around use of AI, wage and residual increases, and quarterly reports on viewing hours for streaming shows. The WGA calls it inadequate. Researchers say simple eye scans may be able to detect diseases like Parkinson's years before symptoms appear by using light waves to photograph the retina. NYU School of Medicine's Dr. Scott Grossman.
Attorneys for the ACLU of...
This is Scott Grossman.
We do use it for things like indication that someone could have a brain tumor that's not evident just based on their physical exam, and that could lead to a brain scan like an MRI that would show a problem that was initially caught on OCT.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 98. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 69. 87 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
And the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion non-obtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. We're just laughing at something we saw out our window.
Yeah, it's...
People are out jogging already.
Right. Well, because of the weather, I thought it was important we get our morning
run
jog in
early. And yeah. That's one of the first things you said to me when I was jogging this morning. And somebody just jogs by shirtless.
Anyway.
Yes. We're,
right. Someday.
Yes.
Someday. But we're working on it. We're working on it. September 1st can't come soon enough.
That's righty. That's right.
We're going to...
Boy, we could sweat it off today, though.
Yes. Yeah, 94, 96.
I saw 95 on the news,
okay,
and heat index over 100.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
But I think it's over then, in terms of 90-degree days. You
know? I think
And we have had, and you know, we've talked
beautiful
about
summer.
This. Right? Just a beautiful summer. EAA was great. The festivals, the music. We had music at the park last night.
If I can get through the next 2 weeks, or a week and a half,
right?
I can honestly say I went a full summer, this is no lie, without having a mosquito bite. There weren't a lot of mosquitoes this year.
Would you
agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I talk about being grateful. You're right.
Yeah.
But I think one could argue that's not good because mosquitoes are part of our...
No.
Yeah. No, they are.
They're mosquitoes? Do you know more? You know what? The mosquitoes kill more human beings than anything on the face of the earth. It's a true story.
True.
It is too. You can look it up.
I will.
Jason.
I will. I don't have time right now, but
Jason,
I will.
I'll look it up.
I got nothing to do this afternoon. So
mosquitoes are the deadliest living creature on the face of
there
the earth.
There is no way.
It's the truth.
Okay.
It's the truth.
All right. But anyway, September 1st.
Which one of us majored in biology?
I've only worked with you for a couple of months, but I would say neither of us.
Okay, that's fine. That might be true. But I read a lot of stuff. Are we going to put a wager on this?
Yes, absolutely.
What
do we have?
The almond M&Ms.
All right, the almond M&Ms that are sitting on my desk.
Yes.
My side. Johnny's got the peanut M&Ms on his side.
But I'm taking those.
Okay.
When Jason
we're
proves
betting
me
the,
right.
And it's the sharing side.
Jason, are you ready?
I am ready.
Go ahead, buddy.
So, according to the CDC, the mosquito kills more people than any other creature in the world.
Do you have a bell? Jason, do you have a bell or something there, Jason? We need a sound effect for that.
I don't believe
it. Thank you, Jason. Thank you. One more time. Jason, one more time. There you go. Once more. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Yes. Isn't that a little...
That's incredible.
Unknown fact. Yes.
Yes.
By the way, I talked to my good buddy yesterday, Mike, who just completed the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, yeah. We talked
five or 6 months worth.
That's awesome.
It's interesting. Talked about the rattlesnakes you saw, these other huge snakes, two bear. This lady, that I still can't believe this. She's walking the trail with just her dog, and she's blind.
Oh, that's why she has a dog.
Well, I know, but you're in the Appalachian Trail. I mean, how do you know if there's a rattlesnake there? Or a bear? Or I mean, that's one of the most courageous human beings I've ever heard of, to be blind and walking the Appalachian Trail.
You know what is courageous is that dog.
Well, I know. It's probably a good dog.
It's probably a great dog.
Probably
that
phenomenal
dog, that dog doesn't know he's on the Appalachian Trail.
That dog is no Milton. Let's be honest.
I think Milton could do that.
Oh, my Lord. Here we go. Don't even get me started on that. He's great, man.
I talked to him this morning.
He wouldn't even get out of the car. If you took him there, he'd be like sitting in the car. He's like, I'm not getting out here.
That is
why. Why would I get out here? It's like woods and ticks and things. I'm not getting out.
Yeah, maybe.
No. Let's go.
You could be right.
Let's go. I think I'm right.
Well,
so anyway, big show today.
Are we bringing that guy on, though, the Appalachian Trail?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a couple friends of mine have done that. And
he lost 45 pounds.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do that.
And that was a six month.
He started in March.
Yeah. As we get a little bit older, of course, we're getting there. This bucket list thing, we've talked about that, and I don't want to do that today, but someday I want to get a little bit of a bucket list out of you and me. And is that one of them for you?
No.
To hike the Appalachian Trail?
No.
No. Okay.
5 months of walking?
Yeah.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Five minutes of walking. Exactly. But anyway, like Johnny was just starting to say, we have a great show today.
I was walking through the hallways here. Okay.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is a good pace. I'm getting a little. So Appalachian Trail. No.
Okay, you're probably right. But there's a lot of cool things that
we
could do. Have you visited every county in Wisconsin?
No.
Okay, so
I don't know the western part of Wisconsin at all. Like
it's beautiful.
Menominee, Wisconsin, I don't know that area at all.
It is
Stout, that area.
It's great.
It is, huh? Yeah. I've just never spent any time there.
Wisconsin. So there's obviously 72 counties in Wisconsin, and my mom said when we were growing up, that's because there's 72 books in the Bible.
Huh? Okay.
That's right.
I didn't know there were books in the Bible.
Come on, you're an altar boy. You did too. Mm. But anyway, they went on these little just weekend little junkets to all 72 counties.
Wow.
Because it's a beautiful, it's a great state. I think, right, Jason? I mean, yeah, you're more familiar with the western part of the state. But
yeah, the western part of the state. It's just the rivers and the way the...
I've been to La Crosse once.
Okay.
The bluffs.
The terrain.
State track tournament.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. No question when you're driving in there. Yeah.
Anyway,
I agree.
That's something I think...
You know what area I like?
I've done all the states. I want to do I think I want to do every county. I think.
They call it, you'd know this. Is it like Saints Hill or Seven Saints something? It's south from here. Something about all the hills. Like, what, each one's named after a saint or something?
No, I know what you're talking about. I've been there. It's not mine, Rad. I know what you're talking about. I will think about it.
That's a real
when we
nice
take
area.
Our break. That's a beautiful
nice rolling
part.
Hills. And
it
all
is.
Those, yeah.
And that's was a monastery.
Okay.
And it's by Holy Hill. It's
Holy
that,
Hill. That's what I was trying to think of too.
But,
yeah.
But the name of the
I know.
Monastery is something else.
I know.
But Holy Hill is.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff.
pepper truck smell just like cherry pie.
About Pep's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
History of media.
I think she's a lot of people's favorite.
I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
The daughter people always wanted.
Yeah.
And then when she went through that whole kidney
transplant,
thing, was it liver or kidney?
Cancer, no, kidney, I believe.
Kidney. But, and just the support for her. I mean, people really were concerned. I
offered her one. What?
I don't believe that.
It's true. Ask her.
It's 6:15.
I offered her a kidney.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Not yours. Why don't you go talk to that guy over there? Yeah, he looks like he's got a kidney.
Yes.
Or talk to. Okay. And then after that, with Erin, because she's still very plugged into the community and knows everything.
I'm going to let you guys handle this next segment.
Well, then there's a big event coming up. Schools, we're kind of back to school, and there's a big event for the Green Bay School District, K-12, and it's their back-to-school. Is it back-to-school barbecue? What did he call that? I got it here on my desk somewhere.
Over at Green Bay West?
Yes. So Dr. Tiller, who is, of course, our new superintendent here in Green Bay, started July 1st. He's been a guest on our show once. He's going to come and talk about he's been out in the community a lot. I mean, people who follow him, this guy's working it. And he's having all the parents and students to West High School tomorrow. And we're going to talk about what his expectations are, what he's learned in the last month doing his little walk and talks. And Erin will help with that because she knows schools. She knows Green Bay. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting for our listeners because we're going to kind of hit the national thing, right, with Todd. And then we're going to talk to Erin about how her life has been since, stepping away from the media. And then we'll bring Tiller in. So
it's funny. Her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be Big Wayne's boss at MGL Fitness. And when I always get really bad at Wayne, because I'd have him on for half an hour, and we'd spend 2 minutes talking about MGL Fitness, and 28 minutes talking about Big Wayne stories. Yes.
I bought a treadmill from him. He's a nice guy.
He's great.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He had good equipment.
And, yeah.
Those two are...
All my physical fitness equipment came from there. What?
Those pink
I had one of those ab rollers.
Oh, God.
I wonder what I ever did with that.
No, that's...
Did you use it, though?
Yeah.
Once.
A lot.
Tore his stomach muscles, and that was the end of that.
A lot I used it.
Something tells me down in your closet somewhere are some weights.
Yes. Yes. I had a whole in-house weight system from them.
The free weights or the...
No, the machines.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool.
Yeah,
really cool. Yeah.
So where's it now, Johnny?
When I moved, it's like it was too heavy to move, so I left it with the house. You know what? It was one of those things.
Too heavy to use.
In real estate, you've dealt with this too, I'll bet. People are like, well, we'll throw the pool table in for an extra $1,000 and the big oak desk. And then like 2 days before, go, can we just leave that stuff? Nobody's going to buy it. Nobody wants to move. And pianos were another one. Nobody ever wanted to move.
When I bought my house, the guy left a foosball table.
Oh, there you go. Same type thing. But nice. I bet at first you want somebody to buy it.
Oh, I think he tried.
Yeah.
I ended up selling it. I sold it to...
I was never good at foosball.
Yeah. No,
I was
no,
never
I'm not, no,
good
no.
at foosball.
I'm wrong on the foosball. Oh. What's the thing where you... Shuffleboard.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and I sold it for $500
to
a guy...
That's good.
...who's got a Packer party house.
Oh, which one?
The tie-in was I want to park here for free, too.
All right, cool. All right, we got to set a quick break. Mine and the mayor just getting it started. Back right after this.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Play Brewers Baseball Bingo, presented by U.S. Cellular, for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download MLB Ballpark app on the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Ample sunshine expected today. Daytime highs approaching 97. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 69. High of 87 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 75.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and WISS in Oshkosh. And as we mentioned, the entire political world has their eyes on the great state of Wisconsin tonight.
They do, and with good reason. Wisconsin is hosting the first Republican debate, and these debates can be very interesting. And our guest has a lot of history with debates. Great history with politics. Todd Albrecht is joining us. So we work for Civic Media, right? That's our parent company, and they have 20 stations throughout the state. And if there's a guru when it comes to politics, it's Todd Albrecht. He's served in the Republican side, the Democrat side, issues-driven, which is what we should be. And Todd, thanks for joining us. I know you have a very long day coming up. Your show's on from 1 to 3, but I heard through the grapevine that you're kind of in charge from 6 a.m. until like midnight tonight to make sure, you know, we get the reporting right. So welcome.
Well, gentlemen, I cannot thank you enough for having me on this morning. I may be a semi-public or a political guru. The one thing I can't seem to do is set an alarm. So I apologize. I messed up yesterday. Yeah. Mom had knee replacement surgery. I was helping with her. No excuse, but I messed up. So I'm sorry to leave you guys high and dry yesterday. But yeah, we're here today. Happy to be on your show. You guys are killing it up there in Green Bay and Oshkosh. And I think the key thing is whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it's exciting for Wisconsin to get some national attention. I mean, you turn all the national cable shows and today the broadcast networks, they all have people originating from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, you know, that can't be a bad thing, right? At least we can talk about bucks and six if you don't like Republican politics.
Right. But I tell you, the weather's great here. The streets are clean in Milwaukee. It's great to show off our state, our city. I just always loved when the national people would come to Green Bay. And I didn't care what party they were from. I didn't care how they were polling. I just wanted the national media to see our community. You know, we'd bend over backwards for them. So tonight's a big night, right? There's eight people on the stage, plus there's two other people running. So one of those 10 are going to be the next president. What are you looking for tonight? I mean, there's a lot of people talking, using the word breakout. I mean, what are you looking for?
I think that with Trump not there, we talked about this a little bit yesterday at our show.
Right.
That what I'm looking for is people like Nikki Haley or Asa Hutchinson or Chris Christie or others who have constantly said for the last few months, look, Trump is done. We're over Trump. We're the Republican Party. We're not Donald Trump. Well, you know what? Tonight they get to try to prove that because he won't be there. So if they want to truly break out and be their own person tonight and try to be a different party, we'll all be watching. So I don't know that will happen, but in fairness, tonight is their opportunity to try to do that.
And what an opportunity because, you know, I mean, just some recent polling, there's, 48 of us consider ourselves independents. So I don't know that you want to speak specifically, well, I don't know, I'm not a candidate, but specifically to a party. I think they need to be a little broader in their remarks, don't you?
I mean, ideally, sure, absolutely. Especially if they want to do well in the general election, for all intents and purposes, we anticipate that Joe Biden will be the Democratic nominee again. I don't know that they'll do that simply because they're trying to focus on, as you said, breaking out from Donald Trump. And while the general populace may want them to do that in a general election, to win a Republican primary or in the first Iowa caucus, they're trying to, you know, whittle away at Donald Trump's huge, seemingly unsurmountable lead. And what I'm afraid will happen is that you're going to hear a lot of apologizing for Donald Trump and attacking the Biden Justice Department and then trying to just out-Trump Trump on issues like immigration and, you know, women's health care and things like that. I don't know that you're going to hear a lot different.
Right.
It's a great strategy to try to win a Republican primary. It's not a great strategy to set yourself up when it's run against Joe Biden. But I think the key thing is we see here in Wisconsin, and you guys probably saw this last week, I mean, Kamala Harris was in Chicago talking about the youth vote and talking about things like the environment, talking about things like, you know, pushing back on, you know, expanding women's right to choose, unlike in Wisconsin where they don't have that choice now on abortion in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Brian Shimmy in Wisconsin also recognizing, hey, there's a problem. I guess that's the first step, right? But he recognizes there's a problem with the youth vote, but he wants to try to court them with issues like crime and inflation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that old, guys. I've been at EWGB. I've been at Oshkosh. I'm a graduate of UW Platteville.
Right.
I don't know in today's day and age in 2023 if the Republicans have the right issue to get that vote.
Yeah. Do you get to talk to these candidates? I mean, you as Todd Albrecht, you know, the guru at Pacific Media, do you meet with them or are you just in the audience?
Pacific Media?
No, Civic.
Oh, I thought you just said Pacific Media.
No, we are.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
We're Pacific. No, we're.
It would be right.
I know, right?
It would be right.
Yeah. If they want to send me to a remote out in Seattle, yeah, I'll go.
I'm with you.
But with do you. I just always found in my previous job, these candidates being.
He was mayor.
Being super friendly, like just all of them just wanting to meet. And do they treat you all right? Are you going to get in the Q&A? Or are you guys just how do they do this tonight?
We are, you know, we do not have a credential to be in the spin room afterwards.
Mm.
But our show is going to originate. I mean, the 2-hour kind of pregame show, as we're calling it, from 6 to 8 will be across the street from the Deer District and Fiserv Forum. And so, you know, we may have a couple of, you know, managers of campaign stop over. We're still working on that. But I don't know that any candidates are going to stop by. But yeah, I mean, I think you're right that I mean, the funny thing is I talked to somebody, I won't say their name. I talked to someone who's a national figure last night who's in Milwaukee already, who has left the party, Republican Party, like I did. And he said, you know, Todd, it's just, it's crazy because these guys all know what's going on, and they're looking at me going, man, you know, we wish we could have done what you did and walked away. But they did. When you see them face-to-face, they're decent people face-to-face. It's just that they pontificated all this crap.
Oh, man. I've met a lot of presidents, but I met Trump too, and just super nice guy. But boy, then sometimes you see him, it's like, I don't know. Hey, Todd, we're going to come up against a break. Can we hold you over? I got a couple more questions I want to ask you. Or do you have to get back
I'll
to
be
bed?
Here.
You have to get back to bed, or are you good?
No, I'm on my way to Milwaukee, guys.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thanks, Todd. We'll have you.
Hang tight.
Stick around. Mind on the Mayor. We'll be back right after this.
In my life, I've been
broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support,
1100 AM and 98.3 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover force!
Bears. Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Central Wisconsin State Fair is underway in Marshfield. And for nationally touring rock and country entertainers to the Midway and exhibits, it's great fun for everyone. It's also where you can check out the world's largest round barn. Built in 1915 as a show and sale arena, this beautiful building is still being used the same way today. And be sure to look for the Civic Media Truth Booth, your chance to tell us your thoughts about the fair, the area, and issues concerning to you. The Central Wisconsin State Fair runs through Sunday in Marshfield.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 98. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 69. 87 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
U.S.
Jackson Thriller?
Well, it's Thriller because of tonight.
Yep.
Thriller. Tonight's going to be a thriller. We are joined here by...
Did you used to dance this when it came on MTV? Yeah. I can see you doing it.
Talking to me or Todd?
Talking to you.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. We got a very special guest on the line right now as the Civic Media, 20 stations in the state of Wisconsin. One of the best shows hails from Richland, and that's from 1 to 3. It's a Todd Albrecht show. And this guy knows politics like some people think they do. He really knows it. And he's joining us today. He's going to be our eyes and ears to the Republican convention this evening with eight people on stage.
Who is the moderator?
Who's moderating this thing, Todd?
I believe it's Brett Baer, and okay. I forget the other person's name.
You know, they got to control that debate. I just was, you know, I was no fan of the moderators. And then especially when they open it up to the crowd with all this jeering and cheering, it's like gladiator stuff. It's like, come on, this is serious business. I mean, this is the president.
But, but you guys know, you know, politics and you know entertainment. I mean, you know, media. I think that's what they want. I think that's what both the RNC and Fox want. They want a spectacle. They want entertainment. They're having it in the Pfizer Forum, for God's sake.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they want that.
Hey, what, you know, I've listened to a couple of your shows, so I know the answer, but what subjects do you want discussed, and what subjects do you think should be discussed? Because I know what I want discussed, which isn't going to be discussed, but I want to hear what, you know, you talked about immigration yesterday or the day before. You think that's, they're going to come up with a plan finally after 25 years?
I'm not optimistic. I mean, I could BS my way through it, but I'll just cut to the chase. You know, I worked for former Congressman Scott Klug back in the 90s, a moderate Republican. I worked for State Senator Dale Schultz while he was majority leader.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've dealt a lot with it. There was a time when I considered myself an expert on immigration. Now it's been 20 years. But here's the thing. I've seen both Republicans and Democrats in Washington not be willing to put the money in to truly overhaul the immigration system to have enough people to process things in a timely fashion. Also, you guys might remember the name Bob Casten, former U.S. Senator back in the 80s or 90s
SBA.
From Wisconsin Republican. He came up with the Central American Scholarship Program, which said, you know what, rather than use all these trillions of dollars in defense to fight a full war with Russia via Central America, let's bring really smart, hardworking, low-income students from Central America, give them a two-year ride to a university, one of which was in UW-Richland, and then educate them, and with the requirement they go back to their home country for at least 2 years to educate from within. It was a great program. You would never have a Republican author a bill like that today. And the key is we have to try to make the places where these folks come from who are undocumented better. Because most of them want to stay if the conditions are right. And then you have to invest money to process things in a timely fashion. And both Republicans, Democrats, not all, but most, want to do that. They just don't want to do that. And then you have the right ginning up all this rhetoric on immigration that simply isn't true. Quick example. Had a caller this week that said, oh, the Biden administration's trying to force me to take illegals in my home.
That Maryland
thing?
The
story was from public radio out in Maryland, where the state of Maryland said, you know what, DeSantis and Abbott are sending so many people here via planes and buses without making accommodations for them. We're asking, does anyone want to volunteer to accept a family in their home for a short period of time to help out with housing? Yeah. And so the right just gins this up and uses the base of truth and puts a bunch of lies on top of it to gin up the Trump mega base.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that story. I do think, though, that overhaul is the right word, and that takes leadership. It is so hard in government. There's so many committees, and of course we've got to deal with the media. But that system needs to be overhauled. And I think if someone would say, I think these guys say too much about too many things. And I just think you go in with three things and say, look, if you want these three things done, and I'm a big thing on campaign finance reform. I just think it's crazy what we're doing. The money that people, I always thought that, well, you know, and I understand there's laws to that, but you know, I thought it, you know, maybe a dollar per person. So, you know, but even when Governor Walker ran, I think, you know, we have 5 million people in the state, or what, 5.5, but those guys were up at like $9-10 million. I thought that was a lot for our little state, and then every other commercial. But I think if we're going to let them spend whatever they want, I wish we would come up with a policy that 10% of all campaign goes to like the homeless or something. I mean, you write a check to somebody for $250 bucks, and wouldn't you want like $25 of that to at least go to help the homeless or do something? But it's crazy.
And you know what? A thoughtful, good idea like that would be called a socialist communist tonight on the stage. I'm just telling you, that's true. If you said something thoughtful and actually that meant something like you just said, every single person on that stage would probably call you a communist, socialist, and say you're a left-wing lunatic. I'm serious.
Far from it. Far from it. But yeah,
I know you aren't, but I'm just saying that's what we've gotten today with the current iteration of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that your listeners, our listeners, should be thinking about measure what you see tonight against Tommy George Thompson, a great governor who used to say, still says, in politics, there are people who want to be and people who want to do. Tommy Thompson was a person who did. Scott Walker was a person who wanted to be. And then you measure that against people like Toby Roth, Mark Green, Rob Coles, who's still in the state Senate in Green Bay, right. Michael G. Ellis, the late, great Michael Ellis.
Right.
And you ask yourself, the people that you see on the stage tonight, would they measure up and hold a candle to any of the people that I just mentioned? I bet the answer is no.
I like the litmus test of B or, you know, I think that's important or you want to do. And I think, you know, they try in politics. Well, you know this because you've been in it and I know a little bit about it, too. You're just not going to please anybody. Anybody. Sorry about that. Everybody.
You're not going to please everybody, right?
Right. Sure, but absolutely. I think once you realize that, look, I'm going to do my best for the majority of the people, I think you can move the ball. But so tonight, I hope people tune in tonight. I think this is really important. I hope people aren't like turned off from politics. It has been pretty toxic the last, you know, 8 years. It's been toxic longer than that. But I think it's important. You know, we're hoping when we talk to Mike Crute, you know, who we work for, we really want more people to get engaged in their local races. You know, so many people run unopposed right now. That's not a problem with the Republican Party for tonight. I mean, you got 8 people on there and a lot of people who wanted to be on that stage that aren't because they didn't qualify, which I think is a really good, I like that policy that they got to get the 40,000. Well, I don't like the way they did it, but I mean, I do like the policy. But tonight, you think we're going to hear respect from each other? You think they're going to get into this dogfight?
Well, that's really cool. The cool thing that'll be, if you want to tune in between 6 and 8 tonight, we're going to have Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, a longtime Wisconsinite, now with the Lincoln Project, and also Stuart Stevens. All 3 of those guys have worked on races like George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, John McCain, and they're going to tell you what happens in these green rooms before going on stage. And a lot of this, I'll give you a preview, is that campaigns will decide, okay, on the economy, we're all going to gang up on Nikki Haley and her terrible record as governor. Yeah. And on immigration, we're all going to gang up on DeSantis and his terrible record. This is all, a lot of this is pre, it's got a little bit like professional wrestling, where it's all staged before they go out there.
Yeah.
And so, no, I don't think you'll see a lot of respect. I think you're going to see it beat each other up.
We don't need that. We don't need
I mean, that's just the reality of it, right?
Right.
They're all, this is as you know, politics is the ultimate sport, and they're fighting for survival. There's a lot of money, a lot of rich donors, and this is all on the line tonight because, you know, remember, Walker didn't survive much past a couple of debates in his short-lived presidential run in 2016. If you don't do well tonight, your money is going to dry up. But as you guys know, money is the mother's milk of politics.
Yeah, and I will say this, and people have to realize, not people have to realize, candidates need to know that you've got to win the primary before you can pass go.
Right.
And there's so many people that I've talked to, they come to see me and, oh, you know, mayor, I'm thinking of running for city council, county board, whatever. But everybody knows me, so I'm not going to do much for the primary. And then they lose in the primary. I'm like, dude, you got to win the primary or you're not in the race. You know what I mean? That happens all the time.
But mayor, you bring up a great point. And that is what you did in Green Bay. I spent a couple of terms as a city council person back in Richland Center.
Right.
The city council alders, the village board trustees, you know, people on your city council, your mayors, those are folks that are getting stuff done. And people should, you know, kind of be able to separate themselves to what the spectacle that you see on tonight. You know, most of that kind of horse crap is not happening in your local town hall. Those are your friends and neighbors. And regardless of people's political ideology, we have to learn to trust our friends and neighbors. A lot of that gets into election integrity, which the 2020 election was the safest, most fair and accurate election in American history. And we have to remember that it's our retired people in our communities that take days off to serve as poll workers. Our election system in Wisconsin is strong, it is healthy, and we have to make sure that we're respecting our friends and neighbors, our local communities, who are doing that very, very important duty.
Yeah. Hey, the other broad issue that I think, you know, both parties, I would like one of the candidates tonight to say, you know what? One of my top three priorities is term limits. You think that's going to happen? Right. I know it's not. But.
You're big into that, aren't you? Even on the local level. You've talked about that here before.
We passed it here in Green Bay,
yeah.
Todd.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
It was hard. It was so difficult because, of course, what a lot of these people are doing is voting in their exit plan. You know, it's their off ramp because they're like, oh, let the voters decide. But yeah, and it's binding too. It wasn't because we've done advisory referendums here in Green Bay, but you know, they don't listen to those. But a binding referendum, Johnny knows that we've talked about this off air too, John and I, but I just think campaign finance report, I just think these are very general things that we need to do to bring some confidence back in our system. And you think anybody's going to speak to that?
Well, I'm being honest. No, I don't. But to your point, you know, about a month ago or so, Paul Ryan, one of Wisconsin's favorite son, certainly no left-wing Lily, principled conservative like Paul Ryan, now retired Speaker of the House from Janesville, Wisconsin.
And vice president candidate. I mean, he was a vice president candidate, right? Him and Romney?
Right,
I mean,
right.
That
he
guy.
Standard,
had,
no, oh, think yeah. about this. 11 years ago, the standard bearer for the Republican Party was Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Right.
And I don't know that either one of those could get elected today. And so my point is that, again, as you look at who's up there tonight and you think about this, Paul Ryan was on CBS This Morning here about a month ago. He said, if Donald Trump is the nominee, I will not be in Milwaukee next summer for the Republican convention. I will not support Donald Trump again, and I will not vote for him again. And he said, you know what? I'm just not one of these social, you know, people that's great to score points in a primary. But he said, I'm looking at things like the economy. I'm looking at things that make a difference to people's pocketbooks. And I think those are real debates that we should be having in America and in Wisconsin with a two-party system or more. But to your point, Mayor, I don't think that you're going to see these things like the act people talk about, term limits, right? Nobody's going to talk about that tonight. We're going to be talking about these social agenda things that are divisive. And again, think to yourself, if the party that was started here in Ripon, Wisconsin, where this show is played out today, if Paul Ryan is no longer welcome in this party, where has the Republican Party gone today?
Yeah. But, you know, I think maybe it's going through a transition, but I think both parties can be strong. But I do think the person who can break out is going to have these overreaching issues, but I could be totally wrong. Highest I ever
who
got.
Who do you like? I mean, who do you think?
Oh, no, I can't
I mean,
do. I'm
not saying who you're going to vote for. I'm just saying who do you. I mean, I think the person that can actually break out is Chris Christie because he's the one that has.
Oh, he's too much of a bully. He's a bully. He's. We don't need that. We need someone with integrity.
But at least he's willing to stand up to Trump and can say it to his face that January 6th was an insurrection and you're unqualified to be president. I mean, nobody else is saying that. Yeah. Maybe Asia Hutchinson.
Okay, the person I know the best on that stage is Nikki Haley. So, and I like to know people that I vote for, but I don't know yet. I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going to be following you, Todd Albrecht, 1 to 3 here on 97.9 WGBW. I get our call letters wrong.
It's only
sorry,
3 months.
That's only been 3 months, Todd. I'm learning.
I gave up on that stuff long ago. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate you. You're killing it.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great
day. Appreciate it very much.
Have a good day.
We're going to set a quick break. Aaron Davidson will be joining us. Dr. Tiller will be joining us. A lot more to come. I'm Mino the Mayor after this.
Ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clery has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clery, president of Clery Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you.
We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Well, that was a spirited discussion. That's your wheelhouse there, brother.
I love it. It's so important, Johnny. I don't know why more people don't get out and vote. I know people are frustrated, and I know the media is hard to, you know, they spin these things, but I don't know. It's an important job, and I don't know. I think politics is part of our livelihood, right? And
well, it is,
makes
sure.
A huge difference. The taxes you pay, your Social Security or your Medicare, but when you get a little bit older, but, you know, just infrastructure and immigration and I don't know, term limits. And I think it's a great, you know, back in the day, they didn't have term limits because the founding fathers didn't think we needed term limits. I thought, okay, you're gonna go in, you know, kind of do your duty, come back. And now it's not one party, it's both parties. I mean, you look at Schumer and just some of these people, 40 years, and McConnell, what, 42 or something. It's crazy that those people are there that long. And, well, I know a lot. Yeah, you do. But, you know, pass it on to a younger 35-year-old. So
who's the one out in California? Feinstein?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she like 90 or something?
Oh, and yeah, 89, I think. Yeah. And there's really some issues. I mean, I feel sorry for her. That you look at some of these, you know, she ran a meeting, and she's talking, and her aide just whispers in her ear, vote. Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She looks at him like, okay. And it's like, okay, come on. Did you know how powerful those people get after they're there for a while? I mean, the way our system works is the longer.
Who was the guy from like West Virginia? Bird? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Was he like forever?
Well, Strom Thurmond was.
Oh, Strom Thurmond too. Okay.
Sitting there in diapers making decisions for the country. Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, it was.
That Bird was. That kind of great vocabulary though, right?
I remember, and I don't know why. Like I said, I just don't follow politics the way I probably should. But I remember one time some young politician thought he was going to kind of one up this old codger, and wow, did he lay out the law to him about, you know, what amendment this was and yada, yada. I mean, just unbelievable.
You got to go in there with mutual respect, and that doesn't happen. I don't know. Do you remember the whole Dan Quayle thing, you know, and he was
potato.
Well, no, that was not the potato thing so much as he said he was, he knew Kennedy or something.
And
Bergstrom, or what was his name? Bankston? Who was not Bankston?
Yeah, Lloyd Berenson or something?
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Sir, I knew John Kennedy.
And you're
Kennedy was a friend of mine.
Right.
You, sir, are no John Kennedy.
And just that was totally uncalled for. He didn't have to.
And Quayle said something like, that was uncalled
for. It was. And it was.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They both kind of went off into. Anyway, politics, the right person can do a great job. And we just have to find that right person. And we'll see tonight. I mean, I'm obviously going to watch it, you know. This stuff.
How would you like to be a moderator?
I get energy. I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that. And I think I tried to moderate the mayoral debate here in Green Bay and they wouldn't let me. But I think a moderator needs to know, because these guys get up there and they might try to spin machine a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of the game, isn't it?
We call that BS.
Did you ever see the movie?
There was some of that going on.
Did you ever see the movie with Woody Harrelson? It was about Sarah Palin.
Oh.
It was all about preparing her for the debates. And they finally realized, okay,
that
you know,
must have been
it was interesting. It's a great movie. And they finally decided, you know what? We can't just fill her with all this information in such a short time. And it's like, you're basically an actress. Get out there and act. And that's basically what she did then. Yeah. And that was the basis of this whole movie, that once she did that, she was a lot more comfortable than trying to remember the name of the prime minister of Zimbabwe or whatever.
Yeah. She was a campaigner. She was obviously in Green Bay with McCain. And
so she gave you a really big hug once, right?
Yeah, she
did. Really big. Uncomfortably long. That's what you told me. You told me it was uncomfortably long.
She was a mayor.
Okay.
We have a...
Wasilia.
We have a kindred... We have a... It's just... Yeah, we just like each other because we were all... And it's like...
When Aaron Davidson walks in the room.
Right. That, now
same
that's,
type of thing.
It is. It's just... She just takes the energy out of the room.
Look at the hug she's giving you now.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Oh, Aaron, that's enough. Dude, Aaron, I'm on the air.
Aaron,
I got to get back to work.
Sarah Palin. Wow.
I got to get back to work.
Wow.
Aaron Davidson, who we talked about earlier this morning, talk about someone who should be in politics, Johnny.
I agree.
is just loved by everyone. It's great to, you look awesome.
Thank you so much. Good morning. It's great to be here. Yeah,
we're glad you're on.
How's your drive down for? Is it Peshtigosh?
It's Wasaki.
Oh, Wasaki.
The village of Wasaki.
Nice.
Wasaki.
Yes.
Wasaki.
I saw
a lot of woodland creatures on the way.
Did you really?
Didn't run into any. So
no, that's good.
It started out well.
All right. Because we have this roadkill cleanup program, I think, aren't we?
Are we?
That?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's three years now. I think I've been retired. It went by in a flash, and finding plenty to do.
All right,
as they always say.
And you must have been a little saddened by your Hawaii. You like to go to Hawaii, and
absolutely, have been there many times with holiday vacations. And Lahaina is just it boggles the mind to think of all of that destruction and the people that died.
Yeah,
it's just it's incredible.
Johnny and I were at the Steelers. Patriots game. John's a little bit more into football than I am. And we were the guest of Holiday Travel.
Oh,
on
yes,
Saturday.
Yes.
It was great. So
yeah, I was expecting to see you there. I told Jim, I said, well, Aaron will probably be here, Aaron and Mike.
You know what? I couldn't go to that game, but I'm going later on in the
season. We used your extra tickets, just so you know.
Oh, good.
And we drank your extra booze and ate your extra cheese curds. We put a dent in the
yes,
service.
We did.
I'm sure you did me proud.
We did. That was great. And I was thinking about you because I know you and Tom Zelaski have done and Tom Mahoney too, right? Doesn't he do that Hawaii thing or no?
Yes, he started it all. It started just the weather people could do it, and then they eventually had the news people.
Then I did it 1 year. I want to say about 95, 96 when I was at Channel 5. I did it,
and you're starting to do it again.
Well, I'm doing the Brewers.
Oh, the Brewers.
Yeah, spring training for the Brewers
and the Grand Teton.
Well, I can't make that one.
The Grand Teton.
I want to do that one that you do, like Normandy.
Yes,
I would love to do that.
Okay, I'm like John. This is our host. She's in charge of it, and he keeps lobbying for a job in her skybox, drinking her booze, eating her food. Hey, I want to do the Normandy thing. I think she knows that
he's taking over my life. No, honestly, that would be a great trip for you because it's World War II history.
Absolutely. Yes. And he knows that. Like
I would love
else.
That. Yeah. All right. We got to send a quick break. Aaron Davidson is in the house. It's so good to have you here, Aaron. We got so much to talk about.
Right.
And as we mentioned, Dr. Tiller's coming up at the bottom of the hour. So if you can just chime in and help with that, put on your old news lady face.
Sure.
Once
if I
again.
Remember.
He's awesome.
Yes. All right. We got to send a quick break. Aaron Davidson's joining us. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
What I know about courage I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this.